How would you like to have a movie made of your own life? Well, we're going to ask Buzzy Martin that because that's what's happening to him. The movie is made. It is Guitar Man. And I hope I'm saying that right, Buzzy. That's the way I say it. Guitar Man.
Guitar Man.
Guitar Man. And Buzzy, of course, has been an entertainer for as long as I can remember.
A long, long time.
Yeah, he's been a part of Sonoma County, and his story is remarkable. He wrote a book about it called Don't Shoot, I'm the Guitar Man. And then, of course, in true Hollywood form, they shortened it up. And it is now a movie that premiered this past weekend in San Francisco. Congratulations.
Hey, I'm over the top humbled and honored by all of this. I'm just as surprised as everybody, but the story has to get out. Even if it wasn't my story, it's a very, very sincere, sad, true story.
And it is. And it speaks a lot about Buzzy's work with kids at risk and Buzzy's work with inmates in California and beyond and healing through music. It is really a stunning story. And I'm so thrilled that finally somebody got a hold of it and said, wait a minute. We have to make a movie about this.
It's an important story, you know, especially now going on with the private for profit prisons. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a whole other book in itself, too. But, you know, I work with kids as young as 8 years old that want to go to prison.
Yeah.
And when you put that into context of kids having these goals of going to prisons, and the prisons are really likened to have them come in there, whether it be juvenile hall, county jail, or the state prisons. You know, to give them the gift of music and try to show these guys another path of life, and girls too, to me has been a blessing. So
to you, it's been a blessing. Imagine what it's been like for them. I hope you can imagine what it's been like for them.
You know, I my wife and I run into a lot of adults now that were kids in juvenile hall, and I get it probably, I don't know, 1,000 times a week. It's really crazy of how it's affected these kids in a great way.
Yeah, and in a long-standing way, too,
forever.
Obviously. And so the movie gets made, and right now, as I said, it premiered Sunday night in San Francisco, and it's going to make the film festival rounds, isn't it?
That's where it's at right now. I'm learning how movies are made, same as how books were written and songs are written. took 8 years to make the movie, and it debuted, that's right, this past Sunday. And for, you know, all the actors and actresses to go down there and see that, it was one of those deals that was just overwhelming for everybody to see how the story really played out.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to all the film festivals and hopefully at that point get distribution, get picked up. And
you know it's going to be made into a major Hollywood movie.
It's going to get picked up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
You know, there's no doubt in anybody's mind that this is going to be – there's a lot of star power that are unknown actors right now, and that was a good thing. It just seems like a raw, gritty story because they're all unknown actors at this – well, not all of them, but a lot of them have been unknown actors.
Right now, people who are listening in Sonoma County are screaming because they want to know, when is it coming to your hometown, our hometown? When will we be able to see it?
Well, it's up to the film festivals right now and the distribution. I wish I could say a certain date, but – because I'm getting hit up from everybody.
I imagine you are.
I am. And I hope it does come up pretty soon. Because the two shows at the Roxy in San Francisco were sold out within days.
Yeah.
And they said that was the first out of the 31 feature films. This was the only one that sold out quick.
And it seems like, as I'm looking at the poster board for Guitar Man, it sounds like there are a lot of Coppolas involved in
this
process.
There's a lot of Coppolas.
Yeah.
That name's flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that has to do with the director, because he has known a lot of people, and he's calling in all of his chips now for all these friends that he's been working with in the movies for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
He's a stunt coordinator for all the feature films.
It's Nicky, right?
It's Christopher
Coppola,
and which is Francis Ford Coppola's nephew or Nicolas Cage's brother.
Yeah, they're all Hollywood.
And
related,
the other one, it's right next to that, who that is. And,
in terms of stars.
The Pine Sol lady, which does all the commercials, she's in there.
What do you mean the Pine Sol lady?
Well, if you see all the Pine Sol commercials,
she's in it?
She's in it.
I know her.
There's also James Carraway, which is played in Milk. He's played in Serpico. There's a
lot
of, I mean, there's a lot of character actors.
Yeah, you got a
recognize.
Lot of cred behind this movie.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Shelley Long's daughter plays my wife in the movie.
No kidding.
And they all hit home runs. I mean, they really, really brought the message of what I'm trying to do, which is education, not incarceration. Really trying to get these kids that are at risk now informed that you don't want to go to prison instead of having the prisons all full.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I do say is Jeffrey Sessions, which is our attorney general,
yes,
is also a shareholder for CCA, which is Corrections Corporation of America. I don't know, most
people
know that.
Privatized prison system.
Right. And that's why he's really pushing to have more prisons opened up. Since 1982, we've only built, I do believe, one community college in about 32 prisons in the state of California.
This is one of the reasons why we love Buzzy, because, of course, we're focusing in on this amazing movie being made, and he's focusing in on the reason it was made and the message behind it. That's just who you are. Yeah. But you have to answer me this, Buzzy.
Yes, ma'am.
You're sitting in the theater in San Francisco Sunday night, and all of a sudden, you know, the film rolls, and you're sitting back there watching your own life.
Oh, yeah.
Unfold on the big screen. What does that feel
like? It's totally
like?
Surreal. I'm like a third person on this whole deal watching it. And I did. My wife and I sat in the very back of the room.
Oh.
And it was interesting for me to hear the reactions of people. There was a few times they would all go, oh, or they would laugh a few times.
Good.
And I was trying to understand why they were laughing, because, as you can tell right away, I get real serious with this. But it was because they were nervous. Because why would kids want to go to prison? Why would kids give other kids a hard time or stab people or,
this is an educational process, too.
This is an educational, right. And so for me, it was amazing. Then after it was done, because there was an interview with me in the movie at the end, all the people turned around and realized that I was sitting at the back of the room. And this is where my wife, I call her Oprah, and she calls me Winfrey. Because I'm learning now what it's like, the power of the media. I mean, you get it, you know. And so it's weird to have people come up to me and have that look on their face. Because I've had that look on my face to other people that I've met.
Yeah.
And I get that now. So it's surreal. It's a gift for me to be able to go back and try to educate people, like these actors and actresses that had no idea until they've seen the movie how it all fell together and this story of kids that want to go to prison.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate thing for me, to actually have seen that they got it.
Yeah. And it's been a long process. When did you start the book, Don't Shoot, I'm the Guitar Man?
Well, that's the story itself. So what happened was, I did the program up until January 31st of 01. When I was, and that's, I won't give that story away, but what happened was I had 9 90-minute cassette tapes. Because I would record going down to San Quentin.
Right.
Then I would record going back, and then at Juvenile Hall. And so I sat down starting in August of that year, and wrote for 6 years, and it became a book. And then the movie took 8 years to go from the very beginning to last Sunday.
Yeah, you have to have patience in that process.
You got to learn to have patience on everything. And then everybody tells me, well, if you wrote a book, I'm going to write a book. If you did this, I'm going to do it. And I always tell everybody, well, here's what you want to do, and listen up to all your audience. If you want to write a book or want to do something really great, give me $25,000 cash, and I'm going to put it in a brown paper bag, and I'm going to burn it up in front of you.
Ah.
Poof. And if you can do that and be okay with it,
yeah,
then you can do things in life, but you got to be able to put your money where your mouth is and believe in yourself enough.
I think the belief is even more expensive than that, and really more thorough than the expense of it, you know?
Right. And I have to say that my wife has allowed me to be me all of these years. She's really been my main supporter. She's my June Carter Cash. She really allows me to go out and do this thing, whether it would work with the homeless or work with these kids at risk or do that. Because she held her breath every time I was in there for 3 hours.
Of course she did, yeah.
Because you didn't know. But, you know, it's all of us together as a village doing all of this.
Well, it's a remarkable story, and I'm just so proud of you and so thrilled for you and so thrilled that that the rest of the country and the world now has access
coming,
to this
yeah.
story.
Well, we're going to hit the world stage.
Yeah.
And the thing, for not to interrupt you, but I have songs in the movie soundtrack. So for me, I'm like this little kid of 10 years old going, oh,
yeah.
my God.
Yeah.
I'm hearing my songs on a movie soundtrack about me, which – it's so amazing to have happen.
It's hard to think of anything more exciting. You must promise us one thing, Buzzy.
Yes, ma'am.
That when Guitar Man comes to Santa Rosa and you get word of it, that you call us immediately so that we can let Sonoma County know when we can see it close to home.
I'll call my movie star buddies, because I know a lot of these guys want to come up here and hang out and stuff. So
good.
We'll get the cast up here and we'll have a huge party and celebrate.
Bring them on over to KSRO.
We will.
You know we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, congratulations. I'm thrilled for you personally and professionally. And let me just say that as a community, Sonoma Multnomah County is richer because Buzzy Martin is in it.
Well, I love you too, Pat. And right back at you, because I know, you know, we couldn't do any of this without you. You're so great. I listen to you as soon as I get up in the morning. It's right on. So I
okay,
thank you very much.
Okay, that's my Valentine's Day gift. Thanks so much. That is Buzzy Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we'll keep you posted when Guitar Man hits home for Buzzy Martin and for the rest of us too.